This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday Hump Day edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And hello to Delmarva up there tonight, our affiliate up there in the middle of Delaware and Maryland on one side, D.C. on the other side. And we appreciate you guys very much up there. By the way, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for all of our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men of the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, hauling the mail to the post offices, and also our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget also our Amazon warehouse people. Thanks for tuning in. And our Amazon drivers out there, and we appreciate you guys and gals, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on True Social. We're on Twitter. And we're there as a Captain's America. That's how you find us, Captain's America. And we have our great website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there and take advantage of all the different things that we have to offer over there. And I think you'll be surprised when you see some of the things that we've got over there, too. So there you go. The Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right. Here he is, hour number two. Back again, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
And pledge allegiance
to the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, even though people on the other side of the aisle don't want you to know that now, do they?
No, of course not.
Now, the Biden administration, we're going to talk about oil one more time here and get this taken care of. The Biden administration has claimed it's drained the heavily depleted U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve in order to save the global economy. Now, the White House's International Energy Affairs Advisor, Amos Hochstein, told CNBC that, quote, I had conversations, as did others of my colleagues, with CEOs and senior executives in the oil industry in the United States. We were all told it would take us some time to increase production. It would take us at least 6 months, 7 months to increase production and bring that to the market. They thought that would be by the end of the year. However, as it stands right now, they've got oil on hand without increasing the production, although they have raised it a little bit along the line. And it seems that people aren't driving as much right now. Gosh, could it be because they don't have a job?
they don't have a job, or the gas prices are so high that it's really making them have to make different choices about where they're going to spend their hard-earned dollars. But, Captain, honestly, does the Biden administration think that we're going to believe that they saved the global economy by draining the SPR? And if that's the case, why did Biden go over hat in hand to try to get Saudi Arabia to give us more oil?
Thank you. Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. I'd like to know that question myself. And by the way, he got slapped down, didn't he?
He sure did. He sure did. And there's plenty of oil here, you know. And if let's just say it takes 6 months to get the production up. Let's just postulate that just for the sake of argument. Why didn't we do this 6 months ago? These are just lame excuses for the fact that the Biden administration literally could care less about how much oil is, because they want to be able to have the wind power or the electric cars, and they think it's all a silver bullet. It's not, and they know it. They know that it's disaster to take away the engine of our economy, which is oil.
Right. And if we can get our oil production back, and we can get to where we're using our own oil and not having to depend on somebody else, which is not the right way to do this, we should be in a catbird seat. We should be controlling our own destiny. And the way the Biden administration has it set up, we're not.
We're not. And this goes directly, Captain, to even our national security and the foreign policy of the United States of America. We are hamstrung if we are dependent for our energy on countries, some of which don't like us very much.
Gee, I wonder who those could be.
Right. But see, that's the thing. We could have any foreign policy we want in the Middle East if we were back to being energy independent. We could protect our greatest ally, Israel, so much better. And we could make better deals for Middle East security, i.e. containing Iran, if we had energy independence as well.
Now, Project Veritas is out there again. Federal official Tara Rodas alleged that the government is knowingly endangering migrant children through its sponsorship program with the support of U.S. tax dollars. And Project Veritas is confirming that some of these children are being released to less than desirable families or people that want to, like, adopt kids or take care of them. And they need to do a better job of screening those people, which so far they're not. Well, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And we'll get into Cherry Lake and what's going on in Arizona when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota. Jeff was with us for lunch yesterday over at Mission Barbecue. And you can be too every Tuesday. Mission Barbecue, West Waters, and Tampa. Stop on by. We got people that drive up here from Sarasota, drive down from Tarpon Springs, and up there towards Wiki Watching. Some people that come over from the west side of Orlando, too. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've taken every day without fail, for the last 8-plus years, coming up on 9 years here in January. The reason I take it is because it works for the problems that I've got. Now, if you got pain, uncontrollable pain that you just can't get rid of, maybe it's minor, maybe it's dull, maybe it's a little bit sharp from time to time, maybe it's got to do with your bursitis or arthritis or rheumatism or whatever, maybe it's got to do with inflammation, as well as swelling and whatnot that you got in certain joints. You've stretched a muscle, you've hurt your back, whatever. This is a product that will work. It will help you. I know that because it's done it for me. You would not hear me telling you about this if it wasn't true. Now, it's 100% drug-free. That's a major important thing here. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it's like taking a vitamin pill for your pain to help you. Now, the product contains turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all of which are good for you because the combination of those ingredients help to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to swelling, to pain by going right straight to the source of the problem. Now, it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And then you can just order. It'll just come to you on an automatic order system.
at the one-month price, which you can do the math and figure out what that price might be. Now, you do get a discount for 3 weeks, $19.95. You get that by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take a look, see at all the different things they got. You're going to really, really, really thank me for it later because this product works. Relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle, what do you tell everybody?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Now, Republican candidate Carrie Lake indicated that she will not concede anytime soon after the Arizona officials certified the state's November 8th midterm results in favor of Democratic Governor-elect Katie Hobbs. Now, she said, we're going to start fighting back. We're going to be drawing up some lawsuits in our elections. We've had way too much to, we have way too much to save in this country. Lake, who officials say lost to Hobbs by about 17,000 votes, sent out some tweets yesterday. Previously, Lake had said she would file an election-related lawsuit against Maricopa County after officials there confirmed on November 8th that there were vote tabulation issues. Now, voters also complained to the Arizona Attorney General's Election Division, which sent a letter demanding information from Maricopa County. Now, the county had a number of technical challenges across different polling locations, resulting in long lines and confusion amongst voters at some of the voting locations that were there. So this is not something that we don't know that there was a problem. And on November 8th, Maricopa County officials told voters to place their ballots in drop boxes. And they said later that the voters were not disenfranchised by doing that. Really? I find that hard to believe.
Well, you know, Captain, if this was a Democrat candidate who was looking to file these kinds of lawsuits, post-election certification and so forth, they'd be getting the full-throated support from the White House, Karine Jean-Pierre, prominent Democrats, and take your pick over at MSNBC, because it would be a crusade to find the truth in the election, and something went wrong, and every vote counts, and they keep telling us that over and over again. But in this particular case, It's a Republican, and, you know, they're going to try to make it look as though she's trying to go off the deep end on this. But if there's good evidence to at least warrant a further investigation, and certainly a lawsuit might bring a lot of that out, well, then that's what you got to go do. People want to have faith in the election system and that the real result was the real one.
Yeah, that is true. By the way, the Chinese people are to be commended because at this historic time in history, the Chinese people are pushing back against an authoritarian communist regime. The American people, of course, want to see strong leadership from the Biden administration right now. This is when we do need a leader. But instead, they're getting some tepid statements and political confusion from the Biden camp. So a press release was sent out Tuesday to try to clarify things.
Well, exactly. Captain, the system in China is so radically different from what we are familiar with and what our way of life is all about. This is one of the reasons why so many people want to come to the United States. I'm not just talking about the southern border, but people from all over the world have come to the United States for so very long because they're trying to escape exactly the kind of authoritarian regimes, that, for example, like we find in China. China does a lot of business. It tries, I think, to present itself from the government. Tries to present itself as though they're just here to engage in trade and so forth. But look what they do to their own people. Lock them in buildings and weld the doors shut, basically, so that they can't get out when there's a fire because of COVID and this kind of stuff. And I mean, we could go on and on about repression. And it's not something that Americans take lightly.
No. By the way, the former U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan yesterday talked about the situation at the southern border, and he said it's the worst catastrophic situation of our lifetime. He also went on to say, you cannot remain in Washington, D.C. to think that you have a full understanding of the magnitude of the crisis and the magnitude of the threats that are born into our country through our wide-open southwest border. You have to go there and see it firsthand. He was referring about the president's trip over there yesterday without ever going to the border.
Well, of course he's not going to go to the border. That's the last thing in the world he's going to ever do. Kamala Harris went to Texas but didn't go to the border. You know, she was very close to the border, evidently. And
she was on a military base, Fort Bliss.
Well, that's right. Well, but they're never going to get that close because they don't want a picture of that. They don't want any video of that. They don't, because the questions will come up. They understand the magnitude of what's going on. They know exactly what's happening, but they want to be able to keep it at arm's length so that it never becomes this major issue. But the American people understand that issue. The people on the border certainly understand the issue. And this is one of the reasons why, for example, even Governor in Florida, Ron DeSantis, and the governor in Texas especially, were busing illegal immigrants to different places like Martha's Vineyard to try to get people to see firsthand. And I think it actually did move the needle a little bit.
I believe you're right. Now, Representative Pat Fallon, a Republican from Texas, had a simple explanation for why the Biden administration has been quick to dismiss the detailed reporting from 4 weeks' exposés of Twitter long before Elon Musk purchased the social platform for $44 billion. The Biden White House had been fixated on Twitter because they can no longer control it. Their allies are no longer running it.
Well, exactly. And this is why just recently Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House was asked about Twitter and whether basically in the context was it's a vector, could it be a vector for Russian disinformation? And she said they're keeping an eye on it, Captain. The government, and especially at the White House, they're going to keep an eye on Twitter, make sure that anything somebody might post, they may not just fool you into being Russian disinformation. Isn't that comforting? Don't we all sleep better at night now knowing that they're keeping an eye on a platform that Elon Musk is trying to, you know, bring back free speech to?
Yeah, vector, Vicker.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's right, from airplane. I love it. But I'll tell you this much, Captain. One of the things, I mean, also we're discerning. We understand what Russian disinformation or any kind of disinformation looks like. And people, and especially in our democracy, as they constantly call it, of course, it's a constitutional republic, but we'll just use their terminology. Even in our democracy, it takes some responsibility to be able to be discerning about that.
All right, hold that thought, going to break. Folks, we'll be right back with more here. Bottom of the hour break coming up. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
Voters headed to polls today in the Peach State to decide the last open Senate seat in the U.S. Incumbent Warnock edged Republican challenger Walker in the general election, but did not gain a majority to avoid the runoff. Investigators in the case of four murdered University of Idaho students are downplaying the possibility of a stalker. Police in Moscow, Idaho, said on Monday they looked into an incident involving one of the victims in October. Those holiday shipping deadlines are getting closer. FedEx says boxes sent with standard ground shipping must be received by December 14th, while UPS is directing customers to visit their website for an estimate on their ground shipments. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today.
Heroes Mile was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them a captain.
Alrighty, tell him Captain said he's right. Check him out. I'm going to spell this out for you. Heroes Mile, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com is a website. HeroesMile.com. Go over there, check it out. It is veterans working with veterans to help you out with the problems you got. It's not just about medical or mental or whatnot. It could be about financial. It could be about personal. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you got something going on in your life with your family or whatnot. They can help you out in all aspects along the way. HeroesMile.com. And the phone number, if you want to call them, is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET-NOW-2. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. HeroesMile.com. And we're going to go right back to the phone lines. We've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, before we move on, we've got, I believe we've got our favorite caller up there in Colorado. So is this Aaron?
Yeah, Cap. Yeah, professor of politics. I just want to make a comment about Herschel Walker. Very proud of him. Almost Herschel almost scored a touchdown. Just inches away from the goal line and almost got that Senate seat. Very close, but, you know, there's always next time, and he ran a great campaign. There's nothing to be ashamed of, and other conservatives conservative, black conservatives out there, they'll be running for local, state, and federal office to come. So I just want to congratulate Herschel for just hanging in there and just running for office, which 99.9% of the population of the country doesn't. We need more people in this country to run for office. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, but we just need more people with some common sense to run for office in this country. And another thing about the border, what's going on the border is all by design, but by this broken down, dark side, dumb donkey of a so-called president. But there's a long history with America. There's a long history with problems with the border on the southern border. It's a long history, and eventually the border will be shut down because this country is just broke. But anyway, Professor Politics, Cap, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. It's Aaron in Colorado. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, of course, yeah, we want to congratulate Herschel Walker. It was, of course, we knew it was going to be very close.
It wasn't that close.
Well, but still, I mean, it's divided pretty much half.
I mean, I watched it going back and forth, but right now Warnock is up by 98,000 votes, 99% of the vote in, and 2.8 percentage points as his margin of victory.
Right, exactly. But still, but it wasn't a runaway in that sense. It's a decisive victory, but not a runaway.
No.
So the policies and so forth, I think, are still very important. I do think you do need people with common sense, but my suggestion would be to get someone who has a professional quality, for lack of a better expression, as a politician, to be able to go up against very smooth, very experienced politicians on the Democrat side. In some ways, you have to fight fire with fire.
Now, we heard our government yesterday come out and say something because we have been accused, the United States, of empowering or enabling or encouraging Ukraine to strike deep outside its borders into Russia. And yesterday, our State Department said, oh, no, the United States is not enabling or encouraging Ukraine to strike beyond its borders. The State Department said that after Ukraine demonstrated an apparent new ability to penetrate hundreds of miles into Russian airspace and strike a Russian airbase, where they actually had nuclear-capable bombers with attacks on the airbase, we turned around and said, nope, as a matter of fact, to make sure that they can't do that, the next series of rocket launchers they get that they're going to get from us will only be able to go 60 miles.
Well, exactly right. The idea of the war expanding in any way, I think, should be very, very scary. The idea that the war could expand would be something that certainly the Ukrainian government may want, because they want to be able to have a situation where help is just going to have to keep pouring in, especially if the war does, in fact, grow. So it's a very, very dangerous game that's being played. That's why I think there has to be more diplomatic pressure to try to bring this war to an end, and not give up territory, not saying that, but do whatever it takes in order to get Russia to get out of there. And what that is may have just remained to be seen, but we have to be working every day to do it. They can't just simply wait around and see what happens.
No. And by the way, Mitch McConnell was in the news three different times for three different stories yesterday. The first one was he stood up against big tech backing a key journalism bill. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
Do you know what the bill is?
No, I don't know what the bill is. No, what is that?
I don't either. I wasn't able to find out what the journalism bill was. It must have a different name.
I would think in general terms, big tech, if they want to regulate speech, let's say, then they become producers. They're no longer providing a platform for speech. They become editors. So I would perchance to think that it has something to do with that, that they can't hide behind the notion that, well, we're just a platform. We're not really editorializing, when in reality they are, if they're controlling speech. And we're not talking about threats or stuff like that. We're talking about genuine political speech in the public square, where somebody can say, I don't like what the government's doing. I think it should do it differently. Whereas somebody else will say, but I like what the government's doing, and they shouldn't change a thing. We need to have real political discourse.
And then Mitch McConnell also said that the short-term continued funding, government funding measure is coming to keep the budget moving along.
And this is normal operating procedure, you know, to a great degree, to continue with the continuing resolutions, yes.
Well, it might be and it might not be, because remember, we have got a Democrat-controlled Senate, 51-49, which is going to be a disadvantage now for the Republicans, more so than before, because it was 50-50, and now it's 51-49, and the Democrats definitely control the Senate, lock, stock, and kitty hawk. We control the House. We'll see how that works out. And Senate Republicans yesterday dismissed the calls. You ready for this?
Yep.
To impeach Joe Biden.
Well, and they're doing that right now. You know, there would be talk of that, but right now there's no critical mass to do that. But we also have to get into the new, whatever the new, when the new Congress convenes. But they certainly wouldn't have votes in the Senate to convict Joe Biden at this point.
No, because they don't have control of the Senate.
That's right. That's right. So it's sort of a moot point, really. I don't know necessarily that impeachment is really the way to go. I think they want to win decisively the White House in 2024. And if there were something that would come up that would get that critical mass across the country, because when Trump was impeached those two times, there wasn't the critical mass in the country. People saw it as being purely a political move. The Republicans would run the risk of appearing exactly the same way if there wasn't something that had broad-based support across Democrats, Republicans, and independents.
Okay, I'll buy that. Are we going to have an auction here right now? We'll sell it?
Right. Well, because the thing is, I do think that the Republican and the GOP can actually accomplish a lot more at this point by showing exactly what's happening with the economy, exactly what's happening with foreign policy, exactly what's happening with border security, every single step of the way, and begin to formulate their 2024 strategy. And it's going to get harder and harder, I think, Captain, for the Biden administration to explain away hyperinflation, all these problems, and the fact that they can't get anything done, and the fact that nobody can charge their electric car, and nobody can buy gasoline for a decent price, and the GOP can capitalize on that.
Okay, folks, going to break. Coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we're coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
This is Kyle Warren. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. We want to welcome everyone listening in Orlando, Florida, on our new affiliates AM 950 and FM 94.9. And we want to hear from you. Call us at 1-8-
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Try it the second time around. AC/DC's been an AC/DC night, and we just woke the whole building up again.
Yeah, we are rocking tonight.
Oh, that's rocking. That is rocking, I'll tell you. But if that doesn't wake you up in a cab of a truck, nothing will.
Well, that's exactly right. That's part of our job, Captain, to make sure the truckers get woken up.
All right, well, here's another part of our job. An approaching Arctic boundary, folks, is coming into the Northwest again. We got all kinds of fog again across the South. Since I talked to you last hour, we got a big problem brewing, with dense fog all the way up into the Carolinas. Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. We do have, talking about fog, as a matter of fact, up on Interstate 25 coming out of Montana down into northern Wyoming. Definitely have patches of dense fog that is forming there right now. So if you're near Sheridan, heading on down towards Buffalo and branching off onto Interstate 90 there, you're definitely going to be involved in that. The other area of freezing fog that we know about as well, this is in the Yakima region in Washington, coming down I-82 as you're heading down towards I-84 down near Pendleton, I believe. So you want to be aware of that. Also, a quick check of our mountain passes. Donner Pass right now is 16 degrees and fog, and that means that fog, of course, would be freezing fog as well. So you want to be careful with that. Up on Cabbage right now, we do have spots of ice being reported. Snoqualmie, there's no restrictions right now, some of the surface there is wet, we understand, so you want to be careful with that. We continue with winter weather advisories in northern Montana, but also heading down towards Seattle, past Portland, all the way down in northern California. And if you're in the Reno area coming out of I-80, as we just talked about Donner Pass right there, towards the end of this week, we got a weak winter storm, but in the weekend, a major powerful storm could potentially be forming as you come out Interstate 80 up towards Winnemucca. So be aware of that. And then, of course, coming out of Denver, we do have winter weather advisories and warnings coming across I-70 towards Glenwood Springs as you head towards the border with Utah. Please do be careful out there.
All right, we're going to start with North Dakota and South Dakota. We've got some very cold temperatures, the northern half of North Dakota, all the way to Canadian border, all the way from Montana into Minnesota. Northwestern corner of Minnesota's got some of those same temperatures. And then down below that, you've got some unsettled weather conditions with some certainly bone-chilling conditions up there as well. Moving on down, Rapid City, got a little bit of snow there coming over into South Dakota, but it doesn't go very far tonight. You do have a winter storm warning and winter driving conditions warning up for the entire central part of the state of Nebraska, going down into Kansas, Goodland, Kansas, east for about 100 miles. You've got some snow. You've got some ice on the road. You've got some cold temperatures. All the conditions to make things real interesting when it comes to black ice on the interstates tonight. So be careful there. Now, moving on up the line again, going over into the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, you've got some winter storm conditions there, winter driving conditions there, rather, advising people to be careful up there. You've got some fog, Milwaukee on down into the central part of Illinois. You've got the potential for fog also, the western half of Illinois and the eastern third of Iowa, so be advised of that. And then we've got a whole bunch of fog tonight in Missouri, all the way across to St. Louis from the Oklahoma line and Kansas line. And it's going to be very difficult driving across there, I-44, because of the fog, zero visibility. Got more fog to report over in Indiana, especially going across I-70. More potential fog right now developing in Ohio, as well as the western part of Pennsylvania. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road with the fog. Houston, I-10, again, all the way across to I-75 in Florida. Eventually, it looks like it's going to go to Jacksonville. Then it's going to go up I-75 all the way to Atlanta, all the way to Tennessee. Then you're going to find yourself, if you're going up I-95 out of Jacksonville, you're going to be in it all the way to North Carolina. If you're going up I-85 out of Atlanta, you're going to be in it all the way to North Carolina before you get back out of it. There's also fog along the coastline, North Carolina, fog in Chesapeake Bay, and some more fog up around the East Coast, as well as some gale or some windy conditions up there around Cape Cod. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we will talk to you tonight on the radio.
Sounds good, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Okay. Now, don't forget, folks, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Pilot and Flying J, check them out. They're a great place to go if you're out there on the road. And all the conveniences of home when you don't have a home to go to and you got just the cab of the truck. All righty. Janice Simon, FoundersCode.com, has called in. First of all, I am not surprised by the results in Georgia, but I am surprised by the fact that, once again, the people didn't get the message.
What's the message?
Why do you keep voting for the same people getting the same results? That's the definition of, I believe, stupidity.
Well, look, if you really look at the map of Georgia, it's a metropolitan area. It's the Atlanta area.
Right.
It's the Macon area. You know, it's the
Savannah,
real urban.
Savannah. Mm-hmm.
So therein lies what the issues are. I mean, you can look at the map of the United States and see the very same thing. It's all urban areas. And so who's running the urban areas? And how's that going?
The Dems.
the mayors and the police chiefs and the district attorneys and, you know, the city councils and those kinds of things. And so what ends up happening is there's all this free money that comes in, and that's what they're really voting for.
Well, it's not working out because they keep, like I say, they keep getting the same results, and you would think that that would change something, but it's not doing that either. And I guess all we can do is we got to change the way we do things. We'll get into that discussion after the top of the hour, a little bit anyway. But certainly, Georgia set the pace again. It also changes the makeup of the Senate, because the fact that they're now 51 votes, not 50, means that they control all the committees and they can put however amount of people they want on them. It will no longer be even Steven. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Wednesday morning, a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I'm going to let Kathy take us to break. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.